is the News and Talk of East Tennessee. News Talk 98.7 WOKI-FM. Oliver Springs, Knoxville.
Close that door. Build that wall. I'm Christopher Cruz. People on the East Coast may feel like they've been transported to the Arctic this weekend. Wind in parts of New England today will make it feel like 50 degrees below zero. National Weather Service meteorologist Chris LeGros is in Portland, Maine.
What we're looking at is mainly temperatures below zero right now, and even as the sun comes up today, we're going to see those temperatures struggle to even break 0 degrees today. So many people might spend the day below zero.
Temperatures will reach close to zero from Philadelphia to Boston through tonight, and wind chills will make it feel like minus 10 degrees to minus 20 degrees. The Trump administration wants to spend $18 billion over 10 years to extend the existing wall on the border with Mexico. That money will also be used to build 316 miles of additional barriers by September 2027. It took less than 24 hours for author Michael Wolff's sensational book on President Trump's administration to zoom to the top of the bestseller list. Correspondent Jan Johnson reports booksellers say the pace has been both fiery and furious.
At the Politics and Prose bookstore in the nation's capital.
Oh, it's been wild, starting from when the doors opened. There was already a line outside.
Co-owner Bradley Graham says their first shipment sold out within 15 minutes. They got hundreds more, and those began disappearing fast, too.
Not just the book, but the reaction to the book has taken on a life of its own.
For hopefuls still looking for a copy, some local bookstores might have an edge over online. Sites like Amazon have advised shipments for Fire and Fury inside the Trump White House might take 2 to 4 weeks. I'm Jan Johnson.
One lucky person has the winning numbers for the $415 million Mega Millions jackpot.
Our first winning number tonight is 70. That's followed by 59.
The drawing was last night. The jackpot for Powerball, the other national lottery game, has increased to $570 million. I'm Christopher Cruz.
If you've fallen behind on your taxes, you know that the IRS is already coming for their money. And they'll get it, too, by garnishing your wages or maybe even taking your home or business. They call it enforced compliance. And you'd better watch out because the penalties and interest compound daily, making it seem impossible to ever get out of debt. You need to call the experts at Optima Tax Relief. Solving tax issues is all they do. One call to Optima starts the process to stop the demand letters and stop aggressive collection actions. They get to work immediately, fighting to protect your assets and helping you put your tax problems behind you. The IRS writes off millions every year, and Optima knows all the ins and outs of the IRS's tax assistance programs that could save you thousands. So what are you waiting for? Call Optima now for a free consultation.
Call 800-936-9033. 800-936-9033. 800-936-9033.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
More accusations of sexual misconduct, including rape, are being made against Oscar-winning filmmaker Paul Haggis.
Haggis is known for such films as Crash and Million Dollar Baby. He's already being sued, filed last month, by a publicist who says Haggis raped her. Haggis denies the accusation and is countersued. Now three more women, including another publicist who says while working on a TV show in 1996, Haggis raped her. All three women say they were in the early stages of their careers when the alleged misconduct occurred. All four say it began with Haggis trying to kiss them, and he got aggressive when they denied his advances. Jim Roop, Los Angeles.
Newly released documents reportedly indicate that the wife of the Orlando nightclub shooter knew he was planning an attack. Noor Salman told the FBI she knew when her husband, Omar Mateen, left their house carrying a gun and a bag full of ammunition that he was going to Orlando. 49 people were killed, 58 wounded in the attack in June 2016. I'm Christopher Cruz.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-519-0447. That's 800-519-0447. 800-519-0447. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
A cold start on Saturday and a cold finish with mostly sunny skies will see a high temperature of only 29 degrees. Overnight tonight with mostly clear skies, bitter cold air continues with a low of 13. And for your Sunday, partly sunny skies, dry conditions though, milder with a high of 41. For the VLT Local 8 Weather Center, I'm Kyle Granger.
News Talk 98.7 WOKI presents Around the House with Dawn Steimer, your weekly source for home improvement, fix-it, and do-it-yourself tips and techniques. Brought to you by Dickens Turf and Landscape Supply, your solution for the lawn and landscape, and your Toro dealer. Now, here's Around the House.
Good morning and welcome to Saturday. It's Saturday and it is Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI. Gosh, it was 10 degrees when I came in this morning. Woo! It's a little chilly. I'm glad you're here. Sit back, pour yourself a little of your favorite warm beverage. And we have a great show for you today. We're so excited that you're here. Actually, AA Air Company is with us this morning. Donna Kimball, the general manager, and Erin Gillison, her daughter, is the system designer, which is awesome. Welcome, ladies. I'm glad to have you back.
We're very happy to be here.
Well, you know, with the current temperatures that we've had, and I realize that we may recover a little bit next week, but this is no joke. You know, these systems that we have are not generally taxed this long at this temperature. Is that right?
That's very correct. This past week has been filled with units, visiting units that have not made it through this cold spell.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, so talk about what's happening with heating systems in this deep cold.
One of the biggest questions we get are the heat pumps. People call in and say, my unit has not shut off for days. Mm. And that is a function of how heat pumps work. That's very normal.
Okay.
The heat pump is sitting there doing all it can do, and the electric strip heat is helping the heat pump as it gets colder.
Electric strip heat.
Mm-hmm.
What's that?
That's the backup heat. I call it helper heat. It helps it helps the heat pump when it gets down cold.
Okay.
Heat pumps are way cheaper on your utility bill, and you only want to use that electric strip heat when it's very, very cold.
Right.
But the strip heat is running a lot right now, too.
Mm. Now, that's strictly electrical, right? It's strictly electric.
It is.
The heat pump is strictly electric.
It is.
All right. They never shut off, so there's nothing to be concerned with at these temperatures that it never shuts off.
No, they're designed to do that. Heat pumps, they're not going to shut off until we get back up above freezing.
Really?
They may shut off tomorrow.
Well, not today, because the high today is about 28 degrees. It's going to be clear, so we're definitely going to keep that temperature down.
That's correct.
Today, because there's no cloud cover to give us any kind of protection. Mm-hmm. And even tonight, it's going to be very clear out. So as I hear my heat pump running, I can also, you know, think about my bill going up and up and up and up and up. But you say it's more efficient to run a heat pump than like a gas forced air?
When it's mild, a heat pump is more efficient than gas heat.
Okay.
When it's very, very cold, gas heat is more efficient. But if you think of our weather, a lot of our winter is above freezing. So heat pumps are a really good option in our area.
Okay. What about the backups? You know, do you when you put in a new unit, our temperatures, at least for the past 5 years or so, except for last year, have been some real dipping temperatures. Do you put a backup unit in with a heating system, like a heat pump?
Well, with the heat pump, the electric heat is the backup heat, but there's also another choice. It's called hybrid, or another term we use is dual fuel. And the backup heat, or that helper heat, is gas heat. And that's really the best of both worlds. Mm. It's actually how I heat my own home. The hybrid unit, the heat pump operates above 35 degrees where it's most efficient. And when it gets below 35, the heat pump shuts off entirely, the gas heat comes on, and you've got it working where it's most efficient.
656-8255, 656-8255, or 1-800-951-8255. We have AA Air Company in-house live, and we're taking your questions at 656-8255. All right, I like that idea of the dual fuel or the hybrid system. Are there fan speeds that are working with this unit? Are they, you know, I know there's a lot of system design, Aaron, that goes into these units today. It's not just throw something in there.
No,
it should have never been like that.
No. You certainly want to, if you're having a contractor look at your home to replace a unit, it's always good to do a check on a heat load calculation, and especially homes that are larger that have multiple units, looking at how the structure is, how the home is designed. There may be some older windows or newer windows, some insulation values that are a little bit different. And that's what you look at with the structure when you're recommending something to design. That's a good way to go about it. It's just really, that's why we like to go and look at people's homes and businesses and see what the structure it needs and how to keep them comfortable in that structure.
So you do a load calculation in every home to make sure it's correct?
Even with replacement?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. See, I love that because I think that's huge, especially with so many choices today, the SEER values changing. You know, 12 SEER used to be like the best of the best. And now what is it? 12 is minimum, right?
Well, for a split system, you can get up to 20 SEER at this time.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Package units, depending upon the size of the tonnage, you can get up to about 16 SEER, depending upon, like I said, depending upon the tonnage. Some half tonnage sized systems don't have the ability to be put in certain places. So something that we bring up with homeowners and let them know what their options are.
Interesting. All right, we've got a call from Lee. He's got a question for us. Good morning, Lee. Welcome to Around the House. Hello? Hello, is this Lee?
Yes, it is. Can you hear me?
Good morning. I can hear you. Welcome to Around the House.
How are you this morning?
Doing great. How are you doing?
I'm freezing.
Are you? What's going on?
Well, I woke up. Actually, the cold air woke me up. I don't have any heat. I don't have any power to my thermostat, and the unit's not running at all.
Is your unit a gas unit or is it an electric heat pump?
It's a heat pump.
Usually a blank thermostat is going to be a power interrupt. So the first thing you want to go look at is your breakers. Have you been able to check those yet?
Yes, I checked all the breakers. Nothing's tripped.
Okay, so you may have an internal short to the machine, or we've seen this week, the breaker is actually bad. I talked to a lady yesterday who was resetting, and you know, there was still nothing happening, and it was actually the breaker bad.
Wow.
Could it be the main breaker that's on the switch outside where the unit is mounted?
It could be in your main panel, and it could be at the unit outside. Now, sometimes at the unit outside, it's a non-fuse disconnect. There's not a breaker or fuse there.
Okay.
So check both.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm going to give out the phone number here for AA Air if you need them. Do you have openings today that you can check?
Okay. Yeah, we actually have extra staff on today.
I bet you do.
Great.
All right, Lee. I'm sorry, my friend.
Yes, it's not fun.
I know,
I
know.
And, of course, I ran out of wood for the fireplace last night.
Oh,
no.
I
don't even have wood to put in the fireplace.
It's going
to
be a busy day for you, my friend.
Yeah, sure is.
Well, God bless you. I hope things go really well for you.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you. 656-8255, 656-8255, or 1-800-951-8255. We're taking your calls with AA Air. Here this morning, all this cold is bringing in a lot of interesting questions. Bob's on the line, and he's got a question for us. Good morning, Bob. Welcome to Around the House.
Hey, thanks. My question is, it's about time to replace my heating unit. If I go to a dual system like you guys are talking about with both heat pump and gas, most of the time I'm not going to be using my gas. Do I get charged a monthly minimum fee like KUB for the gas? I mean, I would get my, of course, I don't have any gas now, but I would get gas with KUB instead of Lenore City.
Yeah, you would actually, you do typically have a monthly fee. Same thing happens with those with the gas package units that use electric air conditioning in the summer. They would have a monthly fee.
Right, but since I mean, how much is the monthly fee? Doesn't that take away from the economic effectiveness of the dual system?
It would be something that you would want to examine. I'm not sure what the fee is because I also heat water with gas in my home, so I don't see the minimum fee. I'm using gas already. I think it is a very minimal fee, though.
I think it is, too. I think it's actually less than $10, if I recall. It's been a while since I've actually looked at it.
Gotcha. Okay.
All right.
All right, thanks. Bye.
You're welcome. Thank you, Bob. 656-8255, 656-8255, or 1-800-951-8255. We'll continue to take your questions on this cold, 10-degree morning when we return with more of Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
When you gotta go,
you've gotta go.
We've got you covered with a News Talk 98.7 WOKI mobile app, making you and your phone smarter every day.
Old Man Winter may be here, but believe it or not, it's a great time to call Pools by Heritage and get your backyard pool started. Pools by Heritage can meet with you today and design the perfect pool. They do everything in-house, from design to construction to maintenance. One call does it all, even financing. And don't forget, Heritage does outdoor living areas, fireplaces, and fire pits. And in keeping with the evolving technology, they're now accepting Bitcoin for all construction services. Call today, 947-7527, Pools by Heritage.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-519-0447. That's 800-519-0447. 800-519-0447. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
This is Dawn Steimer from Master Remodelers. Let's take all of your ideas combined with our designer and 20 years in the building business to assure you of a masterpiece. Master Remodelers, 458-0416, 458-0416. So you've decided to stay in your home and you want to feel ageless. Well, if you need a little help with designing your bathroom, maybe a zero threshold shower or a comfort height commode that still feels like a spa, from the best design to our shopping service to the final cleanup, Master Remodelers. Modelers, 458-0416. Welcome back. I'm Dawn Steimer, and this is Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI. The temperature is up to a balmy 12 degrees right now and rising to about 27, 28. So it's getting a little bit warmer, but we are talking appropriately enough with AA Air, specifically Donna and Aaron, mother and daughter. If you want to talk to AA Air, the best way to get a hold of them is the office number 689-5290, 689-5290. Or you can go to aa-airco.com, aa-airco.com. All right. Gosh, this is so interesting. We have all this off-air conversation that I can't wait to get to on the air for you. We did talk about gas systems. We talked about heat pumps. And we do have some carbon monoxide topics that we're coming up with. But before we get to there, we need to cover a couple other things so that these things all make sense as we go. Let's talk about safe operation and safety controls that are in the units or in the home.
Mm-hmm. That's been another area of our repair calls this week. Mm. Pressure switches, over temperature switches on gas furnaces.
Interesting.
And it's really, really important when your machine is being called on to run hour after hour after hour, check your filter.
Ah.
If your filter is dirty, your machine is struggling to move enough air. And if it's not moving enough air across the gas heat exchanger, you're going to have a problem with the over temperature switch.
Oh.
And it's going to cycle on and off. It's going to cost you money and could damage your piece of equipment.
All right, 656-8255, 656-8255, or 1-800-951-8255. We're taking your calls because we are live in studio with AA Air Company. With this kind of load on our homes, there's just a lot of pressure on that unit, and more so than maybe ever in this year yet. And last year, because of the temperatures being mild, we're really stressing out these units. Is there something with an older unit that we should be concerned with that we need to watch as homeowners?
I cannot stress enough regular routine maintenance. So a professional is inspecting your piece of equipment, particularly with the gas units, because the older units, the heat exchanger is the barrier between you and the combustion fumes.
Ooh.
And if your unit is older, it's potential that you have a crack or a flaw in that, and combustion fumes could be coming into your home.
Is that just from the heat, being in that unit so long over a period of years, condensation, whatever, all of these things are causing this to crack?
It's metal and it expands and contracts. And over time, it just becomes under stress and cracks develop.
And that's a silent thing. You don't hear a buzz in your motor's not making a funny noise. This is just very quietly creating a crack that can create deadly gas for your home.
Yeah. So, and it's also hard for us to inspect every inch of it because it's buried deep into the machine.
I wondered about that.
Yeah, we use some combustion analyzers to help us a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And everything visually that we can, we study where specific brands are likely to crack. We share that information amongst the service techs. So if we're on a particular brand, we know the key places to look.
Mm, that's huge. Mm-hmm. Staying up with the latest information. Mm-hmm. And, the internet has helped us so much with things like that. But as a consumer, I don't know exactly how to find that.
Mm-hmm.
If I did find the information, I wouldn't know where to look in the unit. Mm-hmm. So we have to depend on reputable companies, which is another problem in this industry,
mm-hmm.
kind of like my industry. All right. So we talked about keeping up with for dependability, also for efficiency, safety. But how do I decide, or who decides what gets checked and what gets maintained? We know the furnace, the filters.
Mm-hmm.
What beyond that?
It really comes down to the individual company or person doing your maintenance to follow a checklist. My maintenance may be different from another company's maintenance. Mm. But there are some entities that we follow. The Air Conditioning Contractors Association has a guideline of things that should be checked or done as a part of maintenance. Energy Star also. ACCAS is very, very in-depth, and it's we don't go quite as far as theirs is because it goes into things like little more things about the house beyond the unit.
Okay.
But Energy Star is a really good list to follow, and our technicians use an iPad and follow a checklist that's based on Energy Star guidelines so that we're not missing anything.
Right. That's awesome. Checklists are very important. So then do you have a checklist that you keep for the next time you go to that same home and, gee, I checked this and everything was fine, but this time this is going on.
That's the beauty of the technicians and the electronic age. They can look back through the last, I don't know how many visits to your home and see, oh, the last guy that was here noticed this. I'm going to double check that while I'm here.
Mm. See, that's wonderful. Mm-hmm. That's like a history of all your car maintenance.
Mm-hmm.
Well, gee, I've had my oil changes every 3,000 to 5,000 miles and blah, blah, blah. And now I've got this. Why is this happening? Well, the same thing you're talking about, getting those regular checkups. 656-8255, 656-8255, or 1-800-951-8255. Taking your calls with AA Air Company here live in studio. So how often do I need to have this professional check? Is once a year enough?
It is, but not quite. You really should have twice a year, because you have an air conditioning system, and you have a heating system. They are maybe bundled in the same box, but it's two separate functions, and you'll have better luck, better success, if your unit's being looked at twice a year.
Hmm.
And I can't stress enough that if you have the same company year after year, those technicians know your machine. They help you. They help guide you so that you're not, like today, finding out that your unit has failed. Some of our customers got a warning back in October so that they had time to visit what options were available to them and make their choice instead of having to do it on an emergency basis.
So what kind of a warning does a system give you?
Just appearance, things showing signs of age, motors showing wear, sounds of it, just a variety of things that are part of that checklist. And if they are following, looking back at previous checklists, they can see things degenerating and give you good advice.
Ah, I love that. I love that you have an electronic file, so to speak, of each customer.
Mm-hmm.
That's so important. That's like a medical record for your HVAC unit.
Well, when you diagnose systems, you're trying to find what the real problem is and find exactly how to solve that in the best way for the customer to understand, and take away a little bit of the mystery of knowing what's happening.
Yeah, because it is a mystery. You kind of go out there and they'll say, well, this condensing unit or this exchanger or this, you know, whatever is acting up. Well,
yes.
Okay.
We do use some industry-specific terms that can be confusing, yes.
And that's okay. But what I like, and this is going to sound bad, Colin, I'm sorry, but as a woman contractor and as a woman-run business, you're dealing with women a lot because the guy's working, right? Okay. And not that women don't, but chances are you're interfacing with women as much as you are men.
The home is more their domain.
Right. So as a female owned, operated, generated business, you're putting systems into place that communicate with everyone, right?
We do.
I love that.
Yeah.
I love that. I hear that all the time. When I go out and talk to someone in their home, they'll say, the women will look at me and go, oh my gosh, you understand. Well, yeah, I do understand. That's the beauty of having diversity in your business. And there are plenty of men in my business, but I just love the fact that the woman has a way to communicate the way women communicate.
Right.
Yes, exactly.
It's just different. And it's not better. It's not worse. It's just different.
Mm-hmm.
And so AA Air is always high on my list because of that. And I think you offer a different perspective and approach it a little bit different. And Aaron, I love that you're the next generation coming in and you're actually in the field all the time. So we've got some phone calls coming in and we're going to be taking those calls at 656-8255, 656-8255, or 1-800-951-8255. When we come back, we're going to be talking about carbon monoxide. Wow. What is it? How do we analyze it? What does it tell us? Is there CO2 in your, or CO, I always want to say CO2, CO in your home? And it may not be coming from your HVAC unit. All those things we're going to cover when we return with more of Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI. John Gardner and his team at Dickens Turf and Landscape Supply. These guys are the real deal. They deal with it every day with the professionals in our area. Why wouldn't you want to go visit them on Balm Drive in Bearden and talk to them about your lawn, about your landscaping, about the things that you need for your home? Whether it's a hobby and you just enjoy doing it, or whether you're, you know, really into this, whether you're a professional or not, go to Dickens Turf and Landscape Supply. They're a Tennessee-owned company, and they're also an authorized Toro dealer for Knox County. That means that Dickens Turf and Landscape Supply has all the residential and commercial zero turns, as well as a full parts and service center for all your Toro needs. They even have things on sale right now because of the winter months and their new spring inventory coming in. Visit Dickens Turf and Landscape Supply at 6305 Balm Drive in Bearden. Call them at 588-1993. That's 588-1993. Dickens Turf and Landscape Supply. Come by where the professionals buy.
Do you have stuff that you need gone? Then give a buzz to Junk Be Gone. Hi, I'm Mike Such, owner of East Tennessee's number one junk removal company, Junk Be Gone. What a great time of year to clean out your basement, garage, backyard, or storage facility. Give Junk Be Gone a buzz and we'll send out a two-man uniform team who will do all the lifting for you. Just point and smile. Or you can get a driveway dumpster where we drop it off, you load it up, and off it goes. Give us a buzz at 675-5865. That's 675-JUNK for Junk Be Gone.
Give a buzz to Junk Be Gone.
Hi, I'm Bert Rosen, president of Knox Area Rescue Ministries. I love this time of year, but for many in our area, the changing seasons and longer nights mean anxious times of fear. Every night at CARM, more than 400 people find emergency rescue, food, and shelter. When you support CARM, you are feeding someone when they are hungry. You're providing safe shelter when they have no place else to go. You are showing the least of these that they're important in the eyes of God. Call 673-6540 or visit us at karm.org to find out how you can help restore lives in Jesus' name.
Bundle up as you head out and about on this Saturday. Temperatures will struggle to get out of the 20s with mostly sunny skies. Overnight tonight, back into the teens for low temperatures and single digits with mostly clear skies and bitter cold air. For your Sunday, partly sunny, much warmer with a high near 41. From the VLT Local 8 Weather Center, I'm Kyle Granger.
Welcome back. I'm Dawn Steimer, and this is Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI. This is an all-female show, as Colin, our engineer, pointed out so eloquently on the break. We're so glad to have Donna Kimball and Aaron Gillison here from AA Air Company. If you want to talk to them during the week, the number is 689-5290, 689-5290. But right now, they're live in studio, so don't call them there. Call them here at 656-8255, 656-8255, or 1-800-951-8255. First up is Bob, and he's got a technical question for us. Good morning, Bob.
Hey, thanks. If I call your company, A1 Air, for the twice-a-year checkup, can I ask for the same guy?
Good question.
I mean, I like, you know,
yes,
dealing with people, the same people all the time.
Yes,
is that possible?
It certainly is. We do have customers that have, I've got one technician who's 65 years old, and he's been with me for a long time, and he is the most requested technician. But we have an awesome group, and they all have their own following, and we try to honor that wherever possible. It's easier to do on the maintenance. On the breakdowns, we want to get there to you as fast as we can. But on maintenance, it's very easy to request a tech.
And one more question. Like your 65-year-old guy, I've been around a while, and I know they know a lot. And this is an employee question. Do they have benefits? I mean, that makes a difference because, you know, you don't have the turnover, and I think you get a better employee if you pay them benefits. So, you guys pay benefits?
We do pay benefits, and we have one of the highest pay scales in the area because it is important to me to put someone in your home that is knowledgeable and safe.
Go ahead, Bob.
Just that you get a much better, overall consistency and quality, and it's better all around. Anyway, thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right, 656-8255, 656-8255, or 1-800-951-8255. Taking your calls with AA Air here live in studio. Donna and Aaron are with me this morning. You had one more thing you wanted to say to Bob, and I know he's still listening. So what was that?
Oh, it was just a testament to my mother as a business owner, because the 65-year-old gentleman that she's talking about, I remember as a child still working in the business. So he and another one in particular, I remember from being young. So just a testament to her as a business owner and how she takes care of her employees.
That's sweet. That's very sweet. I love that kind of camaraderie in a team. Because everybody gels, and then you have a culture that's durable, and you love going to work, and you love being with your team, because you are all for the same thing. You're mm-hmm. all looking at the same vision. We want to help people be comfortable in their homes. I mean, that's really what you do. That's mm-hmm. your product, yeah, right?
It really Absolutely. Is.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So speaking of comfortable in your home, you can be really comfortable and think everything's working just fine, but there's a hidden situation that we want to talk about. Carbon monoxide.
Yes.
I almost want to say that the wrong way. Carbon monoxide. All right. So what is that, Erin?
So carbon monoxide, and specifically the risk of carbon monoxide poisoning, it happens when something has happened in the home. It could be several different sources that are causing a problem for it to be leaking into the home. Mm. And what happens in your body is when you breathe it in, carbon monoxide actually has a greater affinity for something in your red blood cells called hemoglobin, which is a protein. Mm. So it binds to the hemoglobin and basically takes away the space for oxygen to be carried throughout and help you to, you know, function. So you feel dizzy. Yeah. You feel dizzy, you feel nauseous, you feel
sleepy.
Ill.
Yeah. Okay. So, man. All right. So how do I get a CO analysis? How does that work?
Well, we do a CO analysis of your machine, but that's really telling us how your machine is doing. And it can help us detect that there's an issue with carbon monoxide. But in the home, you need a separate detector inside the home that will keep you safe. And really, there are circumstances, even if you don't have fossil fuel in your home, that you would want to have a CO detector. If you pull your car in the garage regularly, it would be beneficial to you to have a CO detector in the home. But
I want you to talk about the story that you told me on the break about the car in the garage.
We're the first ones that get called. Actually, the second ones. I think they call the fire department first.
There you go.
And we're the second ones because they're trying to figure out what is the source of the CO in the home. And
this is when their detector goes off.
Yeah, it goes off. And they're trying to figure out what to do. And so a lot of times, it's not the furnace, but we're out there trying to figure out what was going on. And one in particular that was very problematic, it was going off every day at a specific time of day. Mm. And it was finally discovered that the lady was raising the garage door in cold weather just enough to for the exhaust pipe to stick out, starting up the car to warm it up before taking the kids to school. She would back out, drop the garage door, and several hours later, the CO detector would go off. And when people visited, we saw nothing wrong. Mm. But it took a while to put all the pieces together. And so what they were seeing was actually low-level CO exposure on a daily basis.
Wow. Which is important to your family. And it's what you just said, Donna, the reason I wanted you to tell that story is because it speaks to the heart of your business. You didn't quit just because it wasn't your unit. You mm-hmm. got into it with that family and worked it through until you figured it out. And I'm not saying, you know, everything can be worked out through an HVAC company, but the mm-hmm. point is that AA Air is interested in the welfare of the family, not just the furnace.
Mm-hmm.
And I love that. I love that about you guys. All right, let's talk about CO poisoning or flu. What does that look like?
Well, you know, the symptoms of CO poisoning and flu are very similar.
Oh.
So it can be a little bit scary, but one possible indicator that is a difference is with the flu, you're likely to have a fever. With CO poisoning, you're not as likely to have a fever. You're likely to feel the dizziness and nauseousness and things like that. But not typically a fever. So if you're feeling those symptoms or feeling really unwell and not having a fever, may need to maybe look around and also get yourself looked at and make sure that that you're not experiencing some sort of low-level exposure or even worse, even some high-level exposure.
And these detectors, they're not expensive. You know, these CO detectors, they're not expensive, are they? They're, what, $100 maybe?
To truly to protect yourself, you really should go with a low-level CO detector with a readout. Because one of the most frightening things, if your smoke alarm goes off, you can follow the path of the smoke and see how serious the situation is. But carbon monoxide is colorless, odorless, tasteless. You don't know when it goes off. If you don't have a digital readout, you don't know how serious the problem is. Do I need to exit the home immediately? Can I search through and see what's going on? And some of the low-level detectors will give you a readout down to 7 parts per million, which is very low because your average CO detectors only go off at 70. And there's a big difference between 7 and 70.
70, yeah. Okay, so what kind of dollars are involved in something like that? Can you give me a ballpark of what
Going low level, you're going to be up in a couple $100 range.
Okay, okay. So you're saying make sure it's a low-level detector so that it detects the minimum and tells you how much it's detecting, so that you have the opportunity to maybe research through that before you panic. Otherwise, by the time the 70 mark gets there, you're sick already. Is that right?
You're starting to at 70. Definitely at 70. I think emergency responders start putting on protection gear at 35, 36, something like that. So when it goes off at 70, if you have an inexpensive one go off, you should exit the home and start investigating right away. But the low level will tell you earlier. I had an experience with a customer who mentioned that hers was going off randomly, and we figured out that random was actually whenever she had her entire family over for a large dinner, and she was using every eye on her gas stove, every oven, and not using the vent hood. And so what was happening, it was reaching the point where the low-level detector was telling him, hey, you've got CO in the house.
And she had a gas range.
Gas range. And all that she had to do to fix it was turn on the vent hood while she was cooking.
See, and there's a little noise involved, and we've got family in town. And, you know, we want to hear all those conversations as the cook. And we all know that. So we don't use that vent, but that's what it's for. And there is a requirement when you have a gas range to have venting. And there's a reason for that.
That's exactly correct.
So the moral of that story is it's not always the HVAC.
It is not.
That's creating the carbon monoxide.
Yeah, but because we do know about CO and combustion, a lot of times we can help you figure out what the problem actually is.
I love this.
But if you have any doubt at all, exit the home and call the fire department.
There you go.
Err on the side of caution.
It's a 911 call. And how do I tell if that carbon monoxide detector that I have is the low-level unit? If I already have one and I bought it and I put it in, what do I...
The first thing is you would know because you spent a good bit more for it. And the second thing is you probably bought it because somebody explained it to you. So if you didn't read low level, you probably don't have one. The other thing I would encourage you is the CO detectors have a life. So do smoke alarms. But
yes,
CO detectors have a life. And there was a recent study, I say recent, I think it was 2011, a study where they got about 30 CO detectors out of people's actual homes. They loaned them one while they were testing them. But they found a large percentage were expired and did not function.
So what's the expiration? Is it 10 years like the smoke?
No, detectors? It would be based on what your CO detector is. And it's probably going to say on the back of it.
Okay.
Some of them are as short as 3 years. 5 years is probably average, and we are seeing them 10 years now.
So the low-level units that you're talking about, is there a longer life for them?
About 7 to 10 years.
Well, that's a while.
Yeah, some of them have will chirp when they've reached their usable life.
Okay.
Some of them just go blank and quit functioning.
Which could be. I mean, all right. 656-8255, 656-8255, or 1-800-951-8255. When we come back, we're going to talk about what else it could be besides the heating system, devices and alarms. And where do we place this unit when we get it? More coming up on Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI. Get your killer heels, kick the bumps, or lace up your boots. Representing all the women. Salute, salute. It's who we are. We don't need no camouflage. It's the female. Stand around. That's what you know. If you're with me, women, let me hear you say. Ladies all across the world, listen up. We're looking for recruits. If you're with me, let me see your hands.
Hi, this is Jimmy Himes, and I'll get right to the point with a smart recommendation if you're planning on selling your home. Call my friend and trusted realtor, Tracy King of Kings of Real Estate. Tracy will guarantee the sale of your home, or he will buy it at a price acceptable to you, and he will give you cash for that. That is guaranteed in writing. What other agent would do that? He is confident he will sell your home because he already has thousands of exclusive buyers looking to buy right now. Who you choose to sell your home is absolutely critical. Tracy sells homes faster and nets his sellers 3% more money on average, which puts more money in your pocket. It all adds up to results. Tracy's team sold over 365 homes over the last 12 months. To the point, guaranteed sold, ready buyers, netting more dollars on average, and selling your home faster. That's why hundreds of families choose Tracy to sell their home, and why you should too. Get to the point. Call Tracy King with Kings of Real Estate, 365-2323. That's 365-2323.
Businesses are known for many reasons. The staff at Williams Door Company takes great pride for being known for their service. This spring is a great time to give your home a fresh new look with a new Clopay garage door and experience the best service in the industry. Visit the Williams Door Company showroom and talk to their courteous and knowledgeable salespeople and check out the many styles and colors they have. Williams offers a huge selection from basic to high-end custom doors with many in stock. All Clopay garage doors are designed for beautiful, long-lasting performance. Come in today and let the knowledgeable Williams staff guide you to the right Clopay garage door to fit your needs. Williams Door Company will also service and repair most makes of garage doors and garage door openers. Sales, installation, and service after the sale. That's what you'll find every day from Williams Door Company. Sherway Road in West Knoxville, Lee Highway in Chattanooga, or call 539-0222.
Williams Door Company.
That's 539-0222.
Are you a news junkie looking for a fix?
Oh, yeah.
We've got you covered. 27 local newscasts. Every weekday on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
Welcome back. I'm Dawn Steimer, and this is Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI. You know, this has been such a good show, and we're not done yet. We've got some of the best information coming in this segment. I wanted to make sure that you know that this show is going to be available for you and others that you may think are, you know, this is relevant for them as well. Go to newstalk987.com after the show. Give us about an hour. And Colin, our awesome engineer, will upload these podcasts and you can pick them up there and listen to whatever part of the show that you want to get all that information. We're so fortunate to have Colin with us. Thank you, Colin, for taking care of us this morning. All right. CO Detection AA Air is here with me in studio. Donna Kimball and Aaron Gillison, mother and daughter, second generation, third generation business. Yes. Wow. That's awesome. That is completely awesome. I'm so honored to have you here, and I really do appreciate you guys being here this morning. Let's talk about detectors. It's not always the heating system. We talked about that a little bit in the last segment. So we talked about a gas range that is either not properly vented or the vent isn't being used.
That's correct.
When you've got all these burners and things going on, good idea to run that vent, even though if it's loud, call somebody. Get a different vent out there.
Right.
There are quiet ones, and we do have motors that can be removed from the kitchen and put in a different place in the house, like a garage or an attic, and just the ducting is in the kitchen. So there ways of getting rid of that without risking your family. All right, the noise. All right, so what else could be a source for carbon monoxide in the house?
A gas dryer.
Really?
Yeah, and it's really important that it be vented properly, because if it's sitting in a laundry room that's inside the home and there's a hole in the dryer vent, never use the inexpensive flexible vent. Always use a metal vent on a gas dryer, and make sure that the that you have the dryer vent cleaned regularly. Cars, don't warm your car up in the garage. Back it out. It's just too important. Wood burning fireplaces, and on the gas cooking stove, never use that for a source of heat.
That's a good reminder.
You know, you can do something temporary with an electric, very carefully with an electric oven, but not with gas at all. And another place that, and this is the totally opposite time of the year for this, but it's a place that people never think about, but that's the swim platforms behind recreational boats with an inboard motor. People are like hanging on, being towed, sitting on them. The exhaust is right there, and there have been multiple deaths of people just out enjoying life on the boat.
How heartbreaking.
Yes.
Oh my gosh, that's terrible. And you're right. I have noticed that getting up out of the water after skiing or playing in the water, when the boat's running, it's pop, pop, pop in your face, and you kind of go, oh, this is like a car exhaust. Never thought about CO.
Yeah. And there are situations where somebody may be sitting on the back of the swim platform just putting along.
Sure.
When they really should be up in the boat. Yeah. And, that's where these have occurred.
That's a great point. What about ventless fireplaces? I get real nervous about ventless fireplaces.
I do too. It is really, really important to follow the installation instructions that are specific to your ventless fireplace. Most of them that I've ever seen say that you need to operate them with the window cracked in the house. Mm-hmm. So if you're trying to use it to add heat to the house, you may be defeating your purpose.
Okay. We had Hearth and Patio on a couple weeks ago, and they talked about ventless fireplaces, and they do sell ventless fireplaces, but they are very specific in their questions that they ask about the area that it's going to be used in. So, warning, if you're going to or want to install a ventless fireplace, talk to a professional. Really talk to a professional about this. This is your family. And again, I'm not preaching, but I'm very concerned about these ventless fireplaces. I will not install one or be a part of that. Mm-hmm. That's how strongly I feel about it.
Yes.
I've seen too many people get sick.
Yes. No.
And it's just not pleasant. So be very aware of that. All right. So the next question I have for you is, what if you would recommend a reliable carbon monoxide detector?
We use Defender. It's on our service trucks, and their low level CO detector is very high quality, and does read down to 7 parts per million. You'll get a visual alarm at 7. So if you walk by it, you'll see it.
Okay.
And then as the CO level goes up, it starts chirping.
Ah.
And then when you get up to that 70 parts per million, it's really alarming.
Yeah. It sends off like a smoke detector alarm.
Yep.
Okay. And cost wise,
$200
range.
Yeah.
Okay. Where do I put that detector? Because that's got to be as important as anything.
It is. They should go towards the bedroom end of the house, because that's where you are most vulnerable. The recent deaths in Arizona, it appears that the family went to bed and never woke up, and that you just don't realize that you're being overcome by CO. And so towards the bedroom end, so you would definitely hear it if it went off.
Mm-hmm.
Height is not so critical, but probably about thermostat height is good. Wherever your thermostat is, put it there. Don't put it up high. It should be 15 to 18 inches down from the ceiling. And you should have one on every single level of the home.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, so I can't just plug this into a receptacle in my wall, because it's down 18 inches from the floor.
Yeah. There are some that do, and you are getting some protection there. There's more air movement at floor level than there is at ceiling level, and there are quite a few that just plug right into the wall, and a lot of those do have the readout. Now, they typically don't show you the readout below 70, and they don't alarm until 70, but it's still a good means of protection. I actually have one of those in my house also. I have several.
Well, I'd rather have them all chirping than I'd rather have none of them chirping, but know that
yes,
they will.
That we're protected. Yeah.
All right. So point 0.7 is the first readout that the low level carbon monoxide is. Is it 7?
7, parts per million.
7 parts per million. Where is the danger? Is that at the beginning of the danger? The 7 parts
that's
per million?
That's just, hey, what's going on? Okay. Where are we getting this
so
from?
So it's warning.
Yeah. 30, you should really be intently looking for what's going on. Okay. And at 70, you should be looking for help from professionals.
Wow. All right. So the $200 is, do you have to bring up some electrical up to the thermostat height? Can I put it on the same?
That's a good question. These are battery operated.
Ah.
Now, then you have the responsibility of making sure that the battery is operational. The ones that the Defender has a lithium battery that's going to last probably the life of the CO detector. So you don't have to worry about it so much.
Thank God.
But some of the others, you do have to, just like your smoke alarm, you have to check the battery regularly.
Mm.
The biggest thing is, If yours is old enough that you can't find the instructions for it, go buy a new one. It's probably past its date anyway.
Okay.
And if you buy a new one, read about it. It's important. It's mm-hmm. very important.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you. And thank you for bringing that awareness to us today. This has been well worth the time that we've devoted to it. Thank you for being here. I appreciate both of you very, very much.
We appreciate you.
Thank you for having us.
Oh, well, you bet. All right. So that's Aaron Gillison and Donna Kimball. Third generation AAAir Company.com, AA-AirCo.com, or call them at 689-5290. 689-5290. Don't go away. We've got another whole hour of Around the House after this news break. We'll be right back on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
She's just a girl and she's on fire.
Tennessee weather can be hard to figure. That's why we bring you weather forecasts all day, every day from David Aldrich, Heather Haley, and the team in the WVLT Local 8 Weather Center. Whether ice and snow, spring storms, or summer heat, you get the latest and most accurate information available, updated 24/7. With the WVLT Local 8 Weather Center, we've got you covered on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-519-0447. That's 800-519-0447. 800-519-0447. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Hi, Dawn Steimer here, Master Remodelers and host of Around the House on News Talk. If you're looking for an organized company to build your masterpiece, whether it's a kitchen, bath, or addition, call Master Remodelers at 458-0416. That's 458-0416. Quote, I wouldn't change a thing, end quote. If you're considering a new kitchen, bath, addition, or combination thereof, our designs and building systems will guide you from design to completion. Our shopping service and attention to detail will make the process painless. Master Remodelers, 458-0416.
Now it's easier than ever to stay connected to News Talk 98.7, thanks to Alexa. To listen, just say, Alexa, enable the News Talk 98.7 skill.
Skill enabled.
Then, when you need the latest in East Tennessee news, weather, and traffic, or to check out the latest talk with Phil, Bob, or Hal, say, Alexa, play News Talk 98.7.
Okay, playing News Talk 98.7.
We've got you covered with Alexa and News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
This is the News and Talk of East Tennessee. News Talk 98.7 WOKI-FM. Oliver Springs, Knoxville.
Freezing air slicing across the northeast, parts of the southeast, and parts of the Great Plains. Meteorologist Allison Chinchar on duty.
New York, Boston, Philadelphia, Washington, D.C. are all expecting incredibly strong gusty winds. That's likely going to cause some delays. You're talking winds about 20 to 30 miles per hour in a lot of those cities.
Five tweets from President Trump so far this morning. He says, quote, the Democrats and their lapdogs, the fake news mainstream media, are taking out the old Ronald Reagan playbook and screaming mental stability and intelligence. Actually, throughout my life, my two greatest assets have been mental stability and being, like, really smart. I went from very successful businessman to top TV star to president of the United States on my first try. I think that would qualify as not smart, but genius, and a very stable genius at that. On Friday, the president tweeted about a book that paints a disturbing image about him. Here's White House correspondent Abby Phillip.
The president wrote in a tweet, Michael Wolff, the author of the book, is a total loser who made up stories in order to sell this really boring and untruthful book. He used Sloppy Steve Bannon, who cried when he got fired and begged for his job. Now, Sloppy Steve has been dumped like a dog by almost everyone. Too bad.
The NFL playoffs begin today with two wild card games. The Tennessee Titans play the Chiefs in Kansas City. Tonight, the Los Angeles Rams host the Atlanta Falcons. Someone bought the winning ticket in Florida for the $450 million Mega Millions jackpot. The drawing was held last night. Lottery officials haven't said yet where in Florida the ticket was sold. Last night's Mega Millions was the fourth largest jackpot of its kind. I'm Christopher Cruz.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-457-1337. That's 800-457-1337. 800-457-1337. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
The investigator for what's called the Trump dossier may have lied to the FBI. At least that's what Republican members of a committee looking into the Russian election meddling matter are saying, and they're asking federal prosecutors to look into their concerns.
Two Republican senators, Charles Grassley and Lindsey Graham, on the Judiciary Committee, have recommended that Christopher Steele be investigated by the Justice Department. Steele is the author of the infamous Trump dossier. It reportedly contained speculation the Russians had salacious, compromising information on Donald Donald Trump. The work by GPS Fusion was initially funded by anti-Trump Republicans as part of their opposition research, but eventually the same firm continued the extensive background check while being paid by a law firm with Democratic ties. Democrats have long contended the GOP's fascination with the dossier is designed to take attention away from the Robert Mueller Russia probe. Bob Costantini, Washington.
And the FBI now reportedly investigating whether the Clinton Foundation accepted donations in exchange for political favors. I'm Christopher Cruz.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-519-0447. That's 800-519-0447. 800-519-0447. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
A cold start on Saturday and a cold finish with mostly sunny skies will see a high temperature of only 29 degrees. Overnight tonight with mostly clear skies, bitter cold air continues with a low of 13. And for your Sunday, partly sunny skies, dry conditions though, milder with a high of 41. For the VLT Local 8 Weather Center, I'm Kyle Granger.
News Talk 98.7 WOKI presents Around the House with Dawn Steimer, your weekly source for home improvement, fix-it, and do-it-yourself tips and techniques. Brought to you by Dickens Turf and Landscape Supply, your solution for the lawn and landscape, and your Toro dealer. Now, here's Around the House.
Good morning and welcome to the second hour of Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI. Our first hour was packed with phone calls and information that you can pick up at newstalk987.com. If you missed it, I'll go to weekend shows, click on Around the House, and as you look through that page, you'll see our podcast by topic. Shortly after the show today, that'll be uploaded for you by our awesome engineer, Colin, who's taking a bow proudly. Thank you, Colin. I also wanted to give out the contact information for Donna and Aaron, a third generation heating and air company. These guys are amazing. AA Air Company, and their website is aa-airco.com. aa-airco.com. You can fill out a contact form there or call the office at 689-5290. 689-5290. Great job, ladies. Great job. All right. This hour, we're going to switch gears and we're going to go from freezing to how can I make my home feel warmer? Well, it's easy to make it feel warmer with wood. Mm-hmm. And we've invited Chip Otten here from Otten Wide Plank Flooring, located right here in Bearden. And yes. You're on Kingston Pike, right?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Thank you for being here. I've lost my mic boom here. All right. So how long have you been at that location?
That location, about 2 years.
Right. Has it been 2 years?
Yeah. Been in business for 20.
Wow. All right. Where was your other location?
Nowhere. Okay. I've just been one of those guys that has a couple of crews of vans, and you know, we have a warehouse that mm-hmm. we work out of and store materials and everything. So, 2 years ago, we're really starting back. 3 years ago, you know, decided to take that step into the retail storefront. So,
well, I'm glad you did, because there's a big, big advantage to working with smaller companies. You are very hands-on. I couldn't get a hold of you yesterday because you were out on the job.
Oh, yeah.
Which is great. Yeah. You know, I get it. Yeah. And I'm glad that you're here this morning. So thanks for being here.
Glad to be here.
All right, let's talk about hardwood floors versus other kind of traditional floor coverings.
Yeah. Well, obviously, hardwood has gained most of the popularity of running through most American homes today mm-hmm. Compared to our competitors or other floor components and carpet and tile and things. you know, we've all hear more and more about how healthy wood floors are to someone as far as the clean aspect in a home.
Yes.
And, so, you know, we're hearing more and more of that, you know, in comparison to carpet. Mm-hmm. We've even, over the last several years, I've had numerous customers that with allergy problems that are even saying that your doctors are now telling them, hey, it'd be a good idea to maybe consider getting the carpet out of your house, you know.
Yeah.
And so I'm waiting on the day that the doctors start prescribing
you
wood floor prescriptions.
Yeah. Well, asthmatics have been doing things like that for a long time. I know my nephew, this was back 30 years ago, their allergist prescribed for my nephew hardwood floors.
There you go.
Now, I don't know that, you know, that got any bounce from the insurance company, but the point is, you know, it is a safer product.
Absolutely.
We had Carrie McDuffie on here from Superior Carpet and Rug Cleaning a week or so ago, and he said... He said the carpet is the dumping ground for your house. Everything lands in the carpet and stays there. And I was like, ugh. Yeah. And the nice thing about hardwood is that doesn't happen there.
Right.
Because you're cleaning it more often. Now, it's important to clean it. I think I really, really gained a lot of respect for how often to sweep or clean a hardwood floor when my grandchildren were living with me.
Oh, yeah.
And they were there for 4 months. And I saw a change in the finish, like in 2 weeks. So what I did was up my game as far as cleaning and conditioning my floors to make that better. And it made a huge difference.
Yes.
So it is important to keep that, even you know, when you've got a lot of traffic, to keep that grit that we bring in on our shoes.
Right, exactly.
You know, off of it to maintain that finish.
Sure.
All right, talk about real hardwood versus imitation-looking wood floors.
Yeah. Well, nothing beats the real thing.
Yeah.
Now, I will say some of the your imitations, you know, your laminates, your floating floors and things, I mean, they're getting closer and closer all the time to that look.
It's impressive.
Yeah. And there's a lot of products out there now that are combining the two, where it might actually be a very thin layer of real wood on top versus a, you know, an imitation engineered, you know, core or bottom to to the product. So they're getting closer and closer to that all the time. There's a number of issues. Some of the biggest complaints in the wood flooring industry, the overall wood flooring product like that, there's a lot of problems with those. There's a lot of warranty issues that you just don't have in real hardwood flooring. You know, there's a lot of those floors that are coming apart. You can't help but hear even on the news of a, you know, a major national chain, I'm not going to say any names, that is into some serious trouble. And there's more than that one large company. There's numerous smaller national companies that you don't hear every day that are selling those kind of problematic floors, and there's a lot. I mean, there's
well, you got outgassing, you got delamination, you got incorrect install. There's so many things. 656-8255, 656-8255, or 1-800-951-8255. We're talking with Chip Otten from Otten Flooring. Otten wide plank flooring. And I know that you do specialize in that. I love that. I love that you're not afraid to install a 3/4 wide plank floor.
Right.
I tell you, there are not many of you around. Because when you go into a major store that really deals with all kinds of flooring, the first thing they tell you is anything over 3 1/4 needs to be engineered.
Yes. And I can tell you how false that is. If you think about the history of homes in our country, since this country was founded, those floors were not engineered. They were solid. Some of those things were 20, 25, 30 inches wide.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if anyone ever visits Williamsburg, Virginia, and sees all those hundreds of year old, you know, wide plank floors, and they're still there, still flat.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's just you just got to know what you're doing.
It works. You just got to know what you're doing.
It works.
Well, and it's all, you know, to me, it's about prep. It's about good product.
Mm-hmm.
And when you buy a mass-produced product, you may not be getting everything perfectly plumb and square.
Absolutely.
Wood is not plumb and square, right, generally speaking, when it comes off the tree, let alone when it's dried and planed, yeah, and everything else. So you've got to be able to manage the disparity in the wood, mm-hmm, just by the nature of the product,
right,
as an installer.
Right.
So how do you do that? How do you begin to prep for things, yeah, like that?
As far as prepping the job site?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Main thing is you got to have knowledge of all the moisture contents of that home. You know, we all heard on flooring installs about wood acclimation.
Mm-hmm.
So when you're going to acclimate wood into a home, it's future permanent residence, you got to know the humidity levels in that home, the moisture content of the wood flooring you're bringing in,
mm,
the moisture content of the subfloor you're going to install it over, or the concrete slab, and most importantly, the condition of that crawl space.
It all goes back to the crawl space.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah. So just knowing all those elements and what those numbers mean, and also you take all those, let's say, those moisture readings, and what you really always have to plan for is the next season.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to use some different techniques if we're installing in February, knowing we got humid August and September coming,
yes,
versus installing in August, knowing we got that today 10 degree weather in January.
Right.
So you have to plan ahead.
Mm.
Yeah. So a lot of times we have to manipulate that moisture content of that interior or of that wood flooring to prepare for that. So if you're kind of always working with those numbers, these floors work, you know, solid, wide plank, all that. We've done it for 20 years and not fighting wood floor problems. So.
All right. 656-8255, 656-8255, or 1-800-951-8255. This is a rare opportunity for those of you that are listening to talk to someone that has been doing wide plank, real wide plank flooring for over 20 years. This is a big deal. You want to get in on this conversation at 656-8255 or 1-800-951-8255. When we return with more of Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
Get stuff done around the house? We've got you covered. Around the House with Dawn Steimer. Saturday mornings from 7 to 9 on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
From energy conservation to comfort, having a remote access thermostat is awesome. Hi, this is Scott Brokamp with His Security. Our smart home security systems powered by Alarm.com can include HVAC and temperature control. So why not an interactive home security system with automated energy management? Your heat and air will actually know when you aren't home, and all accessible from one mobile app. Call 474-9495 or hissecurity.net. His Security, in God we trust, all others we monitor. Tennessee license number 1545.
Ooh, the cold air is blowing in. Keep your family warm inside with Chancy and Reynolds. Whether to service your current furnace or to install a new Rheem system, the big dog of heating and cooling can lower your energy bills and provide your home with a nice, even heat. Don't take a chance this winter. Call Chancy and Reynolds at 525-5076 or online at ChancyReynolds.com.
The big dog of heating and cooling.
The big dog.
This is Dawn Steimer from Master Remodelers. You've heard me on Around the House on Saturday mornings. Let Master Remodelers design, shop, build, and walk with you through every step towards your new kitchen or bath. Master Remodelers, 458-0416. 458-0416. At Master Remodelers, we listen. We want to hear your ideas, help you with design, and then systematically execute your project into a masterpiece. Call Master Remodelers at 458-0416. 458-0416.
For over 60 years, 84 Lumber has been building the nation, and we've had a strong presence in the Knoxville area for over four decades. At 84 Lumber, we've got everything you need for any home improvement project. Decking, siding, a new garage. Whatever project is next on your list, 84 Lumber can help get it done. Visit our store at 5802 Middlebrook Pike in Knoxville. Find out more at 84lumber.com.
Welcome back. I'm Dawn Steimer, and this is Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI. Just joining us? Well, I'm glad you're here. Chip Otten is here from Otten Wide Plank Flooring. And that's the name of the, that's how you get a hold of them on their website is Otten, A-U-T-E-N, Wide Plank Flooring, all spelled out, .com. OttenWidePlankFlooring.com. Or you can call Chip at 357-0521. 357-0521. You're located at 5201 Kingston Pike in Bearden. Give me a landmark besides where you are.
The shrimp dock.
Across from the shrimp dock.
Yeah. Everybody knows.
Yeah, exactly. We all know where the shrimp dock is for very good reasons.
Free advertisement for the shrimp dock today.
That's okay. That's okay. All right, Chip. Let's talk about the purpose and styling of wide plank and or strip flooring.
Yeah. Well, obviously, two total different looks. Mm-hmm. In the sense of wide plank, it can be used for numerous looks. You know, we have, over the last several years, you've seen, as far as the old world styling, you know, the French two-door and all that, people taking a character grading of wide plank and combining that with contemporary and modern styles or more sleek, chic styles. And they're, again, using it for a more old European or more rustic look. So the wide plank aspect can fit, you know, many different genres of, you know, of design, and I'm not an interior designer at all, but there again, strip flooring has its place there too. You know, I think strip flooring has been a part of our industry for so long and so common in the American home that I think it's kind of created a look and a style of its own. Mm-hmm. And I really, really think that one day down the road, that we're going to have a resurgence of, you know, where as styles come and go and colors come and go.
The mid-century deal.
Yeah, I guarantee you one day there's going to be a 2 1/4 fad, 2 1/4 strip floor fad. And a lot of people are going to go to a, you know, 2 1/4. And
I might, you know, it's coming. Yeah,
and we might be ripping out 10 inch hickory to put 2 1/4 oak back in.
That would kill me.
Yeah.
Hickory. Hickory.
Yeah. So there's a time and a place for it. You know, and that all just comes down to one's vision, whether that the homeowner or the designer or whatever. Mm-hmm. So, because we have worked with designers, because of the look, the overall interior look they're trying to create, that they had a reason or a vision or a thought, that 2 1/4 or 3 inch or something material fit their overall vision, mm-hmm, as opposed to an 8 inch plank. Right. So sometimes, it's just one's desire.
But you fit into shabby chic so well.
Absolutely.
Oh my goodness. Right. You fit into so many genres, and it can be just the difference between the finish that changes it.
Absolutely.
You know, and the wide plank has such a rich look to it that is not something that I can see ever duplicated in a manufactured product. It's not going to happen.
Right, right.
It's just not going to happen.
Yeah. And the durability part of it, I mean, you know, the solid wide plank floors like this, or even solid strip, it can be one's canvas to change, you know, every 10 years or whatever, or one family moves out of a home, another family comes in.
When you refinish.
Yeah, it could always be refinished, and colors and styles and looks changed for just such a fraction of a cost of tearing a floor out and replacing it just because somebody wants a different color or look, you know.
Right.
And in so many homes today, you know, fast-paced new homes are getting you know, engineered products that option is not on the table for that family or the next family in the future. So the refinish aspect of it is going to be very beneficial for someone down the road.
Well, and it's also in keeping with the integrity of the house itself and how it was intended to be. And there's a lot of that going on, especially in older homes in Knoxville, Sequoia Hills, places like that. You know, there are some floors that were put in there a long time ago that would do well to be preserved and refinished into whatever it was created to be.
Yes.
But let's talk about things other than oak, because when we think about wide plank, I think a lot of us think about, well, it must be oak.
Yep.
Not so.
Yeah, exactly. You know, we mentioned hickory a second ago. Hickory's easily my number two selling product.
Oh, I believe that.
And and don't get me wrong. Most people, it's not that they come in and specifically ask for hickory, but when they do come in and we talk a little bit about their needs and their looks they're going after, and we show them hickory, and they see the beauty of it.
It's gorgeous.
Yeah, the sale will kind of go that way. And another good benefit of hickory is it's much harder than oak.
Really?
Oh, yeah. It's as far as North American species, it's as hard as we're going to get. Yeah, you will wear out
that.
You'll wear the saw blades out. Next time so when someone comes, you know, well, we got three kids and a German Shepherd and that kind of deal. I'll go to hickory just from the durability standpoint, and then they see the beauty of it, and they're like, okay, I get it, you know.
Now, by beauty, you're saying there's a variance in the wood. It's not a uniform color like oak tends to be, typically. There is a variation, and you have to be ready for that. You have to like that, but it is absolutely stunning.
Yeah, and sometimes we'll have customers that say, well, I don't like all the grain lines of oak.
Yes.
So hickory there again, another good option. It's not as grainy, and it's not to say that hickory's the only option out there. In the last year, I'm seeing quite a bit of venturance and resurgence in heart pine, whether that be new heart pine or reclaimed heart pine. You know, it was on fire 15 years ago. But I just had a client in yesterday from up here on Norse Lake, and that's exactly there. You know, we're talking reclaimed heart pine.
I can see that. Yeah.
So there seems to be, within this last year, a bit of resurgence in that interest in that look. Another good one.
All right. So when I think of hardwood floors going down, I think of them going down on a subfloor.
Mm-hmm.
But you actually put hardwood on concrete.
Yes. Yeah.
I think this is amazing. Do you know how stellar that is that you actually dare to do that? Because the industry, the big box industry would tell you, no way, no how.
Exactly.
So talk about how you do that.
Yeah. We've been doing it for years and gluing them directly to a slab. You know, there was a time, 1970s and 80s, you know, where you would have to go in and build a subfloor structure over that slab.
Yes, I remember
screeds
that.
And stuff. Yeah. And that's very expensive. A lot more material, a lot more labor. Whereas, it's just you could prep the concrete. Glue them, you know, our glue technology, adhesive technology, has just come so far in the last 25 years that it will hold these floors down. We have recorded less seasonal movement in these glued down to concrete slabs floors. We've seen less movement in those floors than what we have in the floors nailed down over traditional subfloor.
Really?
Yeah. It's just, the holding power is just tremendous.
Wow.
And B, the biggest aspect of it, so you're going to spread this glue over a concrete slab, and you're going to set that board down in that glue.
Mm-hmm.
If you were to pick that board back up immediately and look at the back of it, the back of that board is just covered with that glue.
Right.
So that what you've really done, besides just the holding power, what you've really done is you've sealed off the pores of the backside of that board.
From moisture.
Yeah, so moisture can't penetrate into the pores of the wood and start creating cupping problems.
But see, that is exactly what I'm talking about. When you talk about quality and you talk about knowledge and you talk about how to properly install something, what you just said is huge.
Yep.
It completely covers the back side of that wood.
Yes.
So you got to use the right trowel depth.
Yes.
You got to use the right wood. You got to prep the concrete. Do you use a leveler?
Yes. If you have them out of these slabs that are out of whack.
Happens all the time.
Yeah. And one of the main things, even prior to leveler going down, is just a light bit of grinding or sanding to that concrete slab.
You know, open up the pores.
Yeah, open up the pores. Most of the slabs in our area have some sort of sealer applied to them originally.
Yep.
So you got to break through that sealer so the glue can get to the fresh concrete.
Well, and the other thing in the 70s is with building an additional subfloor is now you're changing the threshold heights of all the doors.
Yes.
You've got problems with bass. You've got all kinds of challenges if you're trying to do that. Whereas if you put down a three-quarter, we can usually adjust with anything with three-quarter and not be a problem, including thresholds. All right, so talk about lengths of flooring, because that's really important.
Yeah, and nobody ever goes there.
Yeah.
You could go in a floor store. Yeah, and you can have customers, you know, even any floor store in town, and customers come in, well, I want that wide floor look, that wide plank look, you know. And nobody, they never think to ask about length, and the salesman, they don't present length. You know,
but you know when it happens is when he comes out of the box.
Yes.
I hear it all the time. Why is that only 2 feet long?
Yeah, tons of shorts. You know, the box may be 6 foot long, but it's got a lot of different length materials in there. So that's the other thing, working with specialty mills that make these wide plank floors, they use the full length. They don't just start cutting it all up so it will fit inside of a short box.
Well, it doesn't come in a box.
Yeah, exactly. Right? Yes, our stuff does not.
No.
You know, it's hand unloaded into your home. And we've put floors in up to, 16-foot long planks.
Wow.
Just beautiful.
Whoa, I don't want the bill for that.
Yeah. I've got a floor on order right now of a reclaimed heart pine of a building that's being disassembled in Texas. An old I can't remember what the
How
building
do you
was.
Find out about that stuff?
Just connections in the industry over the years.
You
know,
yeah.
You know a lot of guys that they that's what they do for a living.
They reclaim the wood.
Yeah. So
Texas. But anyway, what a story.
Yeah. So these mirror the floor joists that are coming out of this old building are 25-foot long. I told him, I said, don't cut a one of them in half.
Don't do anything.
Yeah. You make the
ship it up here.
Yeah, we're shooting for 12-inch wide plank. And now 25-foot long. So,
oh my gosh, that takes my breath away.
It's exciting.
It is exciting. 25 feet. Oh my gosh, that's like longer than most decks.
Oh yeah.
656-8255, 656-8255, or 1-800-951-8255. Join us in this conversation about wide plank flooring with Chip Otten from Otten Wide Plank Flooring. We return with more of Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
Knoxville for Chocolate Fest Knoxville, Saturday, January 27th at the Knoxville Convention Center. Chocolate specialists from across East Tennessee will be serving up samples of their tasty treats. There will also be a silent auction, a cake design competition, chocolate art, a children's area, and live entertainment, including comedian Leanne Morgan at the kickoff on Friday, January 26th. It's a truly sweet event to benefit Knoxville's Ronald McDonald House. Don't miss Chocolate Fest Knoxville, Saturday, January 27th. For tickets and more, visit ChocolateFestKnoxville.com. Brought to you by Cumulus Knoxville Radio Group.
So, when I went to Cornerstone Dental Arts for the first time, I was scared to death. Not their fault. You know, when I was a kid, I just had some bad experiences at the dentist. It was always painful. It was never a nice environment. And it didn't feel like family, right? So, I go see Dr. Jody Griffin. He's partners with Ben Stroud, Michael Williams, and Joshua Kimmery. And he said, Halloran, I've got you. And I felt like I was hanging out with one of my college roommates, literally. I mean, it just, the connection, the human connection was incredible. Then somebody told me, he said, you know, Dr. Griffin, he teaches other dentists how to do dental implants. Their team, they're amongst the best of the best in the world. All of that aside, Cornerstone Dental Arts took the pain off the table. They were able to fix my teeth, whiten my teeth, make my smile beautiful. And now I recommend Cornerstone Dental Arts loudly, proudly to everyone. Cornerstone Dental Arts, they'll take care of you. Details at whatasmile.com.
You need a plan for retirement. Blue Ridge Wealth Planners has you covered. Tune in to Plan for Everything every Saturday morning at 11. Listen as wealth planner John Vandergriff helps you get to and through retirement. Don't miss Plan for Everything with Blue Ridge Wealth Planners every Saturday morning at 11 on News Talk 98.7. Securities offered through GF Investment Services, LLC. Member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered on a fee basis through Global Financial Private Capital, LLC. An SEC-registered investment advisor.
Bundle up as you head out and about on this Saturday. Temperatures will struggle to get out of the 20s with mostly sunny skies. Overnight tonight, back into the teens for low temperatures and single digits with mostly clear skies and bitter cold air. For your Sunday, partly sunny, much warmer with a high near 41. From the VLT Local 8 Weather Center, I'm Kyle Granger.
Welcome back. I'm Dawn Steimer, and this is Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI. You know, if you want to talk to Chip, he's easy to find at 357-0521, 357-0521. That's his office number. They're located at 5201 Kingston Pike right here in Bearden. Chip's been doing this over 20 years, and we're both celebrating 20 years this year, so congratulations.
Oh, thank you.
I love
congratulations
that.
To you.
Thank you. Thank you. Love what I do. Love what I do. Love just talking to people and helping them figure out what they're going to do with their house is just my passion. I seriously love it, and I love that you take this so seriously, because that's exactly what I think this industry needs.
Sure.
I ran into a few people that gave us the reputation that some of the contractors have last week, and I was so disappointed. I thought, you know, I thought those people would go away, but they don't go away.
No.
It was sad. Anyway, let's talk about wood flooring, and I want you to join this conversation at 656-8255, 656-8255, or 1-800-951-8255. We're live in studio. Chip Otten from Otten Wide Plank Flooring. We're talking about wide plank that has not come in a box, that has long lengths, that is purposely milled and cut to be installed anywhere.
Exactly.
Really?
Yes.
Except outside.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so different wood cuts. Why is that important? And can you draw me a visual picture for our listeners?
Yeah. Well, traditionally, most wood floors you've ever walked across, you know, oak floors, are what you call plain sawn. Mm-hmm. That's where, and you see that wide open oak grain.
Okay.
A lot of people have probably heard of quarter sawn.
Mm-hmm.
You know, quarter sawn, you see where artists, furniture designers used to use it in our antique furniture,
you know,
purposely use it for the certain designs in the wood and looks. But it's a beautiful wood.
Why is that different?
Well, you have these little flakes, what they call sunray flakes in quarter sawn. That almost, if you sand it right, almost have like a shimmer, hologram kind of effect.
And the grain is much different in quarter sawn than it is in regular plank.
Yeah, most people will look at it that are not familiar with it will walk across a quarter sawn and they say, what kind of wood is
this? What is this?
You know, not what kind of cut is this?
Yes.
They don't even know it's oak, you know.
It's that different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's rift sawn.
What's that? RIFT.
Yes. Yeah. Sawn. So that's where it's the tree is cut in a fashion that you end up with very, very pinstripe straight grain lines. Mm. You don't have the wide open oak grains like you normally
this
see.
This is still oak that's rift sawn?
Still oak. It's
can't
just,
say I've seen that.
Yeah, and it's, but the grain lines are just very fine. It really lends itself to a contemporary, clean look.
Okay.
A lot of people will mix it with quarter sawn. So you hear people call rifting quartered floor, you know, and that's where you're mixing the two.
Nice.
But my favorite and one of my biggest sellers these days is what's called live sawn. So several years ago,
that sounds scary.
Yeah. Ouch.
Yeah. He's scratching. He's like itching.
So several years ago, you know, everybody started getting on this trend of French oak, and then European oak, you know, and really there's no difference in that wood. And I could show most people two pieces of wood, one from North America, one from Europe, and you're not going to pay it, tell the difference. But what is different about it, that that caught the eye of so many designers in this French or European oak is the way it was cut.
Yeah.
They're referring to the live sawn. Some call it a Euro cut, some call it a cathedral cut, and so on and so on. But live sawn is the correct term. And that's where they're, instead of taking material on the outer perimeters of the tree, like most flooring, they're literally slicing through the tree, kind of like a slice of bread or something, and using the full aspect of that tree all the way through. But in a live sawn, most of it is directly from the center of the tree, or just a couple of boards from the center.
Mm-hmm.
And so a lot of your floor, you end up with, if you look at it closely, you can see the center of the tree in those boards.
Ooh.
You see what's called a PIF line, or just PIF.
P-I-F-F?
Yes.
PIF.
Yeah.
Interesting.
And
love
now,
these terms.
Now, it is a heavy character floor, mm-hmm. so you're going to have knots and colors, but it's not just a round black knot. It's very unique shape,
yeah.
and beautiful.
Yeah.
You get some of that burl effect, you know, like you see in wood furniture. Lends itself, easily lends itself to the whole old world look. But yeah, we have put that in contemporary looks. Wow.
How wide is this typically? Livestock?
Our biggest seller has been 8 to 10 inch. It can be done up to 20 inch. I have a floor in my showroom, glued to the concrete slab, by the way, and it is 20 inches wide of a livestock oak.
That sounds like a premium wood.
Oh, yeah, it is. Mm-hmm. And most people, it seems like 7, 8, 9 inch has been kind of our common landing ground that most people end up, because some people, 15-inch, that's just too big, that's too wide, which I don't think so, but hey, we're here to satisfy them. So,
well, exactly. 656-8255, 656-8255, or 1-800-951-8255, 951-8255. All right. If I understand, now I've not seen live sawn wood, so I'm going to just ask you a question. As I was drawing this picture in my mind and you were talking, I could see a line of wood with some parts that are thinner than others showing. So I don't even know how to explain this. Do the thinner parts, if I've got this right, actually start to pull off after time? Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, no. And I believe what you're referring to is called curl, wood
okay.
curl.
Yes.
Yeah. Curl would be more common in plain sawn than live sawn.
Really?
Yeah, because of the way the grain is actually, it's laying flat. You know, if you could look at the end of the board, the mm-hmm. profile, you could see the sideways rings, growth rings. Harp or any type of pine mm-hmm. is probably the most notorious for curl,
okay.
that peeling up like that.
Right.
But
I was just curious.
Yeah.
Just curious because it's such a unique floor.
Mm-hmm.
But it's actually a more durable floor because of where it's cut from and how it's cut.
Yeah. And the technology in that cutting goes way past flooring.
Okay.
Basically, when those old wooden ships were coming across the Atlantic to this new world,
mm-hmm.
that's how that wood, those boards that are on the sides of the hulls of the ship, that's how they were cutting it. Those guys back then, they knew how to get the strength out of that wood, because they're going to set it in water.
Water,
it is
right.
going to expand.
Hello.
Those big tall masts, of course they used the whole tree pretty much for the mast, but especially those hole boards, it was all live sawn, cut technology.
Seeing that wood.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
And the habit of it just kind of went away because obviously Industrial Revolution and everything's about making money and getting
right.
the most money out of every square inch of everything.
Mm-hmm.
Product become, and still is today, produced for profit and not necessarily for look but anyway, yeah, that whole live sawn, come out of this French oak deal. So we're taking American oak and doing these live sawn cuts, and
mm-hmm.
and it's beautiful. And I'll say this one other thing about live sawn, if somebody wants that reclaimed oak look,
mm-hmm.
but it's just too expensive for them, live sawn is the option. It is the close. I mean, it looks like reclaimed oak with the exception of having nail holes in it,
right.
Where the
right.
farmer, hung all his saddle right. equipment over the years. With the exception of those nail holes, Liveson is the way to go. I mean, and that's kind of how it was cut because when those,
it was cut Liveson way back when.
Exactly. When those old barns were built, that's right. what they were doing. They were cutting, you know, up the center of the tree because they wanted the boards as wide as they could to build those barns or the beams that hold those barns up and so on.
And there was no premium on that. They were cutting the wood off their land.
Oh, exactly.
Yeah. All right, 656-8255, 656-8255, or 1-800-951-8255. Join me in this conversation. I want to start talking about trends. There's a lot of cooler trends coming in.
Oh, yeah.
The grays, things like that. Tell me, what are you seeing with your, you know, your designers and your clients?
Yeah. So obviously the last 10, 12, 15 years, the floors have just gotten darker and darker and darker, you know. So now starting from Manhattan and working out south and west and such, the cooler, lighter colors, you know, we are getting more and more calls for just natural again. I mean,
really?
I mean, you know, it got to the point to where we were only doing natural floors every few years, you know.
Yeah.
So now we're getting back to natural tones. Yes, obviously the grays and the whites are just through the
off the chain.
And it really is. It is refreshing, you know, to do something else, to see something else, you know.
We get tired of it a long time before the trends do something because we do it every day.
Right.
And so you're also seeing some different finishes.
Yeah. Like so, what? Yeah. So the trend has ticked towards more matte finishes.
Really?
You know,
I like that.
Yeah. So, you know, people are wanting the wood to look just as raw and natural as possible and not so coated looking.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so the
not so perfect.
Yeah. So the finish companies, you know, are trying to make their finishes less and less sheen. You know, the water based manufacturers have taken the lead on that as opposed to your traditional oil based polyurethane companies.
Sure.
But there again, the biggest one is European oils. Very old technology and been in Europe many, many years, but it's, you know, just kind of the hot thing in the U.S. now. And these are natural plant-based products that are the oil is more or less massaged into the wood as opposed to applied on top of the wood.
Now, how do you do that?
Well, part of it, small areas by hand, but large part, with a buffer.
Really?
It's pretty much the same old method of the old wax floors.
Ah.
You know, where the guys or grandma or whatever would use a floor buffer, you know, to wax the floors every year. Now the European oils are more durable than the wax, but they are a maintenance deal. You know, they do need to be re-oiled every few years, depending on the style of your home. You know,
the traffic, wear pattern.
Yeah, a retired couple versus family of six. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a total different wear.
So every 2 to 3 years.
Yeah, I would say. Yeah.
So it's a little more maintenance. Now, does that create the same kind of dust that a refinish does?
Oh no! You don't even sand it or anything.
Right.
Yeah, you come in. move a few small pieces of furniture. The big stuff can really stay.
Because it's fine. It hasn't been exposed to anything.
Yeah, and you're just re-oiling, you know, the top surface of the floor, you know.
But still needs to be done professionally. Or should be?
Well, if you got large areas, you know. But no, it can be. You know, I have had homeowners we give them a bottle of the oil. Mm-hmm. And let's say right in their kitchen gallery where they're at that sink and that stove every single day, you know. I've had some of them just take, some of the oil and a little one of these cheap little foam brushes and brush a little bit on and take your rag and wax it back off kind of thing. Wax on, wax off.
Sucks it right up.
Yeah, let it dry for a little while and done.
That's
awesome.
So. All right, 656-8255, 656-8255 or 1-800-951-8255. Taking your final calls when we return with more of Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
Little ditty about Jack and Diane, two American kids growing up in the heartland. Jackie gonna be a football star, Diane's debutante backseat of Jackie's car.
Need to sell your home? Want to sell your home? You hire an expert, call who I would call Holly McCray at Keller Williams, Knoxville West. Let me tell you this. You're ready to sell your home. You want it to be painless. You want it to be quick. You want Holly McRae and her marketing team do what Ms. Masterson did, sold her West Knoxville home. She didn't want to leave it on the market for weeks, 5 days, full asking price. Baby, it ain't the market. It's the marketing. It's Holly McRae. They're selling the home about every 18 hours. Call the agent I would call to sell my home, the Holly McRae Group at Keller Williams Realty. The number is 865-454-2033. 865-454-2033. Call Holly McRae. Their group has sold over 400 homes in 2016, on pace to sell over 400 again this year. Call them. 865-454-2033 or smartmoveknoxville.com.
Keller Williams Realty, 865-694-5904. Each office is independently owned and operated.
This is Dawn Steimer from Master Remodelers. Let's take all of your ideas combined with our designer and 20 years in the building business to assure you of a masterpiece. Master Remodelers, 458-0416, 458-0416. So you've decided to stay in your home and you want to feel ageless. Well, if you need a little help with designing your bathroom, maybe a zero threshold shower or a comfort height commode that still feels like a spa, from the best design to our shopping service to the final cleanup, Master Remodelers, 458-0416.
Now it's easier than ever to stay connected to News Talk 98.7, thanks to Alexa. To listen, just say, Alexa, enable the News Talk 98.7 skill.
Skill enabled.
Then, when you need the latest in East Tennessee news, weather, and traffic, or to check out the latest talk with Phil, Bob, or Hal, say, Alexa, play News Talk 98.7.
Okay, playing News Talk 98.7.
We've got you covered with Alexa and News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
In the mood for a little afternoon delight?
Ooh.
We've got you covered. Halloran Hilton Hill, weekdays from 3 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
Welcome back. I'm Dawn DeSteimer, and this is Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI. If you've been listening, Chip Otten is in-house. We are live in studio from Otten Wide Plank Flooring. Over 20 years of experience. Congratulations.
Thank you. Mm.
All right. So with wood, mm-hmm. we talked a little bit at the beginning about moisture, mm-hmm. but there are a lot of questions about moisture. One of them I hear a lot is, I want to put this in my kitchen, mm-hmm. but I'm really nervous about this. I'm not nervous about it because I've been doing it for years.
Right.
Talk about the conversation that ensues after that question.
Yeah, so obviously we are doing that more and more often.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
Wood floor flows from the front door to the back door these days, you know, yay. It performs great in a kitchen. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm not going to lie, a dishwasher, refrigerator, something, that line lets go.
Sure.
Will a ceramic tile have a better chance of survival than wood? Yes, but
it's still going to come up.
It could be damaged bad enough that it still has to be torn out. So, so you could put the wood in there. From a performance standpoint of wear and tear, it's going to be great because, versus, let's say, a tile in a kitchen, what happens with tile, a lot of times most people don't keep up with there is maintenance to that, and let's say some cleaning.
Yeah.
And a few years down the road,
looks good.
That original nice bone colored grout line is now black gray. And so, you don't have to have that going on with wood in a kitchen, you know.
Right.
And we're putting them in bathrooms more and more.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. So, mm-hmm. With the finishes, though, I think it holds up better.
Yeah.
With today's technology, the finishes have come long way.
Absolutely.
As we talked in other segments.
Yeah.
All right. So water and wood is still not a good idea.
Right.
You have to have things that you can rely on. So if you're doing a new kitchen, that's the time to start thinking about putting wood in your flooring. Mm-hmm. When you have new supply lines, new traps, all those things are new and they are installed by a professional. That makes, to me, more sense.
Yes.
And so therefore, that's just a really good time to think about the wood. I would never hesitate to put wood in a kitchen.
No.
Never.
No, I have it in mind.
All right. Mm-hmm. So let's talk about the widths of wide plank flooring and the myth of cupping.
Yeah. Yeah. So you'll hear in flooring stores or contractors,
Oh, it cups wider. After three oh,
yeah.
and a quarter.
Yeah. The wider it is, the worse it's going to cup.
Mm-hmm.
Now, don't get me wrong. A wider board has more potential for expansion with moisture as opposed to a narrower board because it is more wood surface. But there again, controlling that from the installation standpoint originally, mm-hmm. you know, someone knowing all those numbers we talked about earlier, you know, moisture content of the flooring, relative humidity of the house, but maintaining that over time. So here in East Tennessee, we go from the tradition, the extremes of this very cold weather, which is very dry humidity.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, some of these days like this, we're only like 20% humidity outside.
Yeah.
You have a gas or even electric heated home. Mm-hmm. I saw a home this week. The humidity level inside the home was 11%.
Ooh.
Not only is that bad for your wood floor, that's bad for all your wood. It's even bad for you.
I was just going to say.
And your throat and your sinuses.
Yeah.
So, having some control over that. So in the summertime, we had the benefit of the common air conditioner, which does pull humidity out of the air to help control it and to keep you in that 50% humidity range inside your home.
Mm-hmm.
So what can you do in the winter?
Right.
So a lot of these heat and air companies now are starting to add humidifiers on the system to help feed some moisture into your home, help feed some moisture into the wood, because the wood, it needs some moisture
just as much as
it doesn't need too much moisture. We have even seen floors cup because it's too dry. There is such thing as dry cupping.
Wow.
Where the top surface of the wood, and this doesn't take a wide plank. This can happen with 2 1/4 strip. This can happen with pre-finish out of the box. We have seen wood floor dry, over dry to the point to where that top surface of the board is shrinking smaller than the bottom side of the board. Therefore,
oh brother, pulling, that's trouble.
Yeah, pulling the board up in a
because
cupping,
it's so dry.
Yeah, in a cup fashion, you know.
So how do you control this?
Yeah, humidifiers on the heating air system.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so instead of the home being 15% humidity, when you're running
40?
That heat, yeah, you can get it up. You know, and those humidifiers. I mean, you're not gonna. I haven't seen one yet that can put it up to 50%, but you can definitely get it up in that 30-40% range,
right.
Which is just huge. And
well, it's better for everything.
It
plants,
is.
Flooring,
yes.
Bodies.
Absolutely.
Everything.
Yep.
And it's just much more comfortable.
Yeah. 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 And it seems like here in our area, the heating and air companies are getting much more knowledgeable on those products and the technologies because the systems have changed. And I'm not an expert in them. You know, you've got, I believe, drip systems and you got steam systems and so on. I understand there's maintenance to them. Mm-hmm. You know, just like Donna from A&A that was in here and talking about maintenance on the heat and air system, there's a little bit of maintenance on that humidifier. You know, should a professional should check it out and clean it and change the filter every year. Because we have seen them, customers with humidifier systems, and it's not even working, you know, so.
All right. Chip, thank you for being here. Thank you for just giving us so much good information and dispelling some of the myths and how you can help get the floor you want and have it be successful, even on concrete.
Even on concrete.
Love it. Love it. Thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me.
All right. Chip Otten, owner of Otten Wide Plank Flooring, located at 5201 Kingston Pike, right here in Bearden, across from the Shrimp Dock. If you want to talk to them personally, the office is 357-0521. 357-0521. Or the website is Otten, Auten, wideplankflooring.com. Auten, wideplankflooring.com.
Yeah.
All right. Have a great Saturday. Stay warm. It's going to be chilly. We'll be back with more of Live Around the House next week. Have a great week. This is News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
Tune in next Saturday morning for Around the House, brought to you by Dickens Turf and Landscape Supply, your solution for the lawn and landscape on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
It's been a long time coming, but this Saturday, your Tennessee Titans travel to Arrowhead Stadium to face the Kansas City Chiefs. Wild card round, playoffs. The award-winning Titans countdown is on the air at 3:30 Eastern. Kickoff happens at 4:35 Eastern with the voice of the Titans, Mike Keith, and Coach Dave McGinnis. Titans, Chiefs, wild card playoffs right here on Titans Radio.
It's a wild card weekend with the Titans and Chiefs on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-519-0447. That's 800-519-0447. 800-519-0447. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
As a business owner, you know about investments. You know that you have to spend money to make money. Convert your lighting system with NewTek LED lighting and get up to a 5-to-1 return on your investment in the long run. Plus, DVA provides incentives to encourage businesses to reduce their energy use by paying up to 70% of the product cost. And NewTek LED lighting is a member of the Preferred Partner Network. Call Gary at 6840-LED for a free energy survey to see how much you can save. NewTek LED lighting. Let us brighten your business longer for less.
Are you missing a piece of the cybersecurity puzzle? Let Computer Depot help you get all the pieces in order. Call Computer Depot Business Solutions today for your free network assessment. 947-0749. That was 947-0749.
I'm Burt Rosen, president of Knox Area Rescue Ministries. CARM has just launched a new Work, Learn, Serve program called Berea. To find out more about Berea at CARM, call 673-6540 or visit karm.org.
This is the News and Talk of